Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We had a little bit of a... Sometimes this is live radio. We've got to move things around. I think we're going to be having Michelle Deagle, my wife, my wonderful wife, on with your questions on health and wellness issues early, because it looks like Carly wasn't able to make it. At least I don't see it. For example, we're having difficulty connecting. I'm seeing some typing coming on Skype, but I have a suspicion that something came up in his Berlin office and he couldn't make it. We may be able to move him to an hour later or whatever. Gary Richard Arnold usually is on the last hour. He couldn't be on the show today, so that's the case. Okay, I got a message from Harley. So Michelle will be here in just a moment. She's just printing off all your questions. I want to do a little bit of a review of what's new at NutriMedical. Firstly, if you want to ask a question on a health issue, 98% of the time, it's totally free. It's only 2% time when we do a consult, when I have to review your records and I have Citrix share file for HIPAA compliance, or when I actually have to order tests and send test kits to you, or review records, medical, legally, or otherwise, or send you to specialty clinics, etc., or do a massive review and of all your health issues and then try to give you recommendations or, you know, you call connect and network with other doctors, clinics, specialty, special treatments, etc. That's rare, and it's usually a situation where I'd say it's 2 to 5% of the time. If you have listened to the program, and even if you haven't, you're a relative of somebody who's listened, you can email me to Dr. Bill Deagle, drbill, D-E-A-G-L-E, M-D, at gmail.com, and send a copy to Dr. Bill Deagle, without the M-D, at hotmail.com, drbilldeagle, at hotmail.com. Now, if you want the question on the Friday show where I won't know I'm in the batter cage, send it to NutriMedical at MichelleDeagle.com, and I won't know about it beforehand so she can spring it on me at the time of the show. Now, when we look over at NutriMedical, we've added a few things. We have our test sites, Metapathy Hunter and QRMA. If you look at those test sites, we have the test site in New York City with PPRDI.com with Jim Gersey, and he will travel a distance of up to an hour or so to do your tests. Here's Michelle.
Bonjour,
she's arriving.
Bonjour.
And then, of course, we have our test site with John Mazzoni, a half an hour from Branson, Missouri. And we have the test site here with Dr. Jürgen Winkler in Carlsbad, which is sort of my favorite because he actually is a provider. He'll be on the show next Wednesday at 2 o'clock. And, Michelle, I got a message.
He is our doctor, Dr. Winkler.
Yeah, and I heard the message that apparently Harley did say, but he was going to try to get an alternate guest, but he never got back to me. So it works out perfect. You're on now because you had to... Good to run out because you had a little dental issue there.
Hi, everyone. It's kind of a surprise to be here. I was going to be here today. I know usually it's 12 to 1, but I was going to come in from 2 to 3. And I just got back from the dentist, and Bill said, come on now. So is Harley on the last hour then, Bill?
No. No, he can't make it this week. He's traveling.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I'm here. I am not prepared. I literally got out of the dental chair.
I'm always prepared.
I'm sitting here, one chair to the next.
Okay, what you can do is you can start asking questions.
Don't worry, because you have your book,
and you also have a lot of printed emails and so on. What are the predominant questions you're getting lately?
I just wanted to say this to thank you to Dr. Winkler. It's great to have a Christian doctor.
Yes, yeah, he's an amazing guy. Yeah, he's. And by the way, you know how I? He's my doctor too. You know how I got to see Dr. Winkler?
Oh.
Last spring, I prayed for several months, not just weeks. Uh-huh. And I got actually a confirmation. This is the guy I need to solve. And I didn't know, I've never met him before, but I knew he was number one. He was a top functional medicine doc, but he was also a believer. And that combination, when I went to see him, it was amazing. Oh, we did tests on me, like I ordered.
Bill, ouch. I just put on my headphones.
Why ouch?
You can't wear headphones with earrings.
Oh, yeah.
Ouch. Take my earrings off.
That's funny. Usually so anyway, I saw, yeah, let me finish with Dr. Winkler.
Okay, yes.
So I had my test on. I ordered many thousands of dollars of tests, and I discovered lots of interesting things. Many of them I knew already because I had my Metapathy Hunter scan and QRMA scans and previous testing. But because of what I've done with our supplements and with the testing and with what he's been able to do, I'm tremendously better. So if you're in Southern California, we're going to have him on next Tuesday. He has a specialty clinic for ozone therapy, for cancer IPT therapy, for many other treatments, and we're going to talk about that.
And he takes insurance.
He does take insurance for many things. Some things aren't covered, but he's very reasonable. And I tell him he also has a secondary clinic, which we'll be talking about, that he set up also that does take insurance, Medicare, Medicaid, Kaiser, whatever. And that's operational right now. So you have to understand that I consider him the top doctor here in San Diego County.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's wonderful. And even I had to go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. I went to the doctor, Dr. Winkler, my first trip to the doctor because of all this.
Spent the whole morning with you,
stuff,
didn't he?
Yeah, but it's my first trip to a doctor other than you to do I did a pap smear back in 2003. Mm. Wow. Is that crazy?
Okay. So
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, so I guess I waited a long time.
Did you discover something in the fridge I had already made up for you?
No.
On the next break, you run and get it. Your water is ready. It's a homeopathic water solution that was based on muscle testing and so on. And, of course, he also did a ton of blood work as well.
Mm-hmm.
But that water is already, it's all got an orange label.
For me already.
Yeah, it's already sitting there in the fridge in a bottle for you. Yeah.
How sweet of you.
Yeah, I take care of you. I take care of everybody. And, by the way, I pray for our enemies, too, like Hillary Clinton, Podesta, and even Peter Thiel, who made Palantir.
I was skeptical about things like muscle testing. I'm skeptical about everything. You know, you listen to that, go, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Even like conspiracies, I go, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
But obviously there is a science to it. But Bill explained it to me. It's like the Urim and the Thummim.
Okay, now if you look at the high priest, you got to understand the archetype. Like, for example, when you look at the initial temple that Moses in the desert, it's an archetype of the human body. In the outside skins of the tent in the wilderness, it has white on the outside and red on the inside because it's the skins of sea cows. So the outside drape around the outside of the tent is sea cow skins, like the human body has skin, and the inside's red, right?
Yes.
Then you have the hearth, which is where the sacrifice is done, and then there's a pathway to the Holy of Holies where the Ark of the Covenant is, with the three horns of the Ark and the two angels over it, right?
Yes.
So the hearth is like your heart, pumping blood and supplying the body. And then the Holy of Holies is like your brain and the connection to your soul. Okay, so when you look at the human body and you look at the garments of the high priest, there's 12 stones that are on the breastplate. Each is a spiritual gift that protects you from the piercing arrows of Satan. So each stone signifies a spiritual gift. It's the prayer of the 12 stones. So people can go to Clay and Iron, they can actually pull up the prayer of the 12 stones, which God gave me in literally 20 minutes, supernaturally many years ago. And you have to understand, everybody has what's called the Urim and Thummim stones in their soul. So you can ask and get a yes-no answer. You may not get a vision, you may not have a dream, but you're going to get a yes-no. But you have to believe God can give you a yes-no. And when they do muscle testing, they're using the Urim and Thummim not only in the empathic health provider, but in everybody has a yes-no stone. The glowing stones that tell you yes-no that's literally connected to God. Isn't that interesting? Called the Urim and the Thummim, which are the glow stones, or the yes or no stones of the high priest. Everybody, in a sense, is a high priest because we're connected to God. We have a seed atom of God in us that allows us to exist. We have a soul in the astral or the consciousness realm connected through the cord of living water through our pineal gland to our physical body on the realm of entropy, which is time, space, or the everlasting. So we live in a realm called the everlasting where God exists, is the eternal. There's no past and there's no future to God. God is all omniscient, omnipresent, and there's no such thing as dimensions to God. He is beyond all existence and completely is in all existence. In other words, everything exists because God, in his omniscience and omnipotence, has actually allows it to be created. So everything you see, in a sense, is a reflection of God, including us, and every mountain, every valley, every galaxy is literally a projection of God.
Well, I have to thank God for so much and for getting closer to you even in the past month. We've gotten much, much, much closer because I'm never sick and I'm always hyper going
well, here, going there. It's hard to deal with somebody that is me. Okay, I have no social graces and I don't have any social restraint to say things when I'm getting better at being more appropriate because, you know, but it's hard to live with me.
That's not true.
I'm very caring, but
I can't believe that you stay up with me. When I had insomnia, you stayed up with me every night, all night long, and took care of me.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying that the things I say can be very shocking to people, though.
Yeah. I don't want to make you blow your head off anymore, but God, I thank God for you. You did so much for me.
You're welcome. Michelle, so let's get into people's questions and calls and try to give some people some answers for their health challenges.
And before I do that, I'd just like to say thank you for being a member of the NutriMedical family, and don't forget that you'll always have free shipping when you mail your order in, and under Contact Us is where you can find our address. So no matter how little you buy or how much, it's free shipping. Just throw a check in the mail and you're good to go.
I have a question. What's the next major holiday coming up?
Probably Passover.
Yeah, Passover. We don't celebrate Easter. We celebrate Passover. So there'll be a Passover sale, okay?
Yeah.
That'll occur around then. Okay,
that's
cool.
Right.
And I think that's, is that in April?
I think so. This year, I think maybe the end of March, first of April.
Yeah, the end of the month, yeah. Okay.
So I do have lots of goodies here, unorganized as they are, but let's start off with Brent, since we just talked to him this morning, at least I did, this morning from Montana, and we did tell Brent that we're going to answer this question on the air for him, and that is, he's been taking the Living Probiotic, the 84 caps, not the Ultra,
right?
For a few days, and he says that he's getting diarrhea.
Okay, well, the first thing is the vast majority of Americans have dysbiosis. By dysbiosis means they're growing bad bugs. For example, in your small bowel, your gallbladder, you're not supposed to grow E. coli or Helicobacter pylori, which actually can cause ulcers. Mm-hmm. But the vast majority, when you start to clean out the body and you add even the Ruzel 6 strain, which is our standard 84 cap, mm-hmm. you're going to get some loosening of the bowel. If it's diarrhea, it means you had a bad dysbiosis.
Yeah.
So that's standard, but usually it terminates within 3 to 7 days, and then your bowel settles down because you recolonize with good bugs. Now, why is it important to have good bugs? Because if you have bad bugs, they're what's called, they do three things. One, the anaerobes can get in the diverticuli in your lower colon, cause diverticulosis, which is called left-sided appendicitis. Second is they're deconjugating, which means toxins are conjugated in your liver, get deconjugated in your lower bowel by these deconjugating bacteria. They re-release in your bloodstream and they go back to target organs to cause dementia, heart attacks, and cancer. So when you get diarrhea, it should go within 3 to 7 days. If it doesn't, it means you've got a motility disorder like irritable bowel. That I would recommend, if it lasts longer than 7 days, add Living Probiotic Ultra every third day, add Berberstatin at least 1 to 2 capsules twice a day, and then take IBS Care, which is a bowel-release carnitine to normalize peristaltic waves in the GI tract, by stimulating the myenteric plexus of the bowel wall, so you get a nice peristaltic wave, like a snake eating a little mouse, and you look at it from the side in an ultrasound. It has to have a nice peristaltic wave. If it doesn't, it has dystonic wisp patterns. You'll end up not absorbing the fluid in your colon, and you'll end up with an explosive diarrhea, which basically is you got to think of the way the bowel works. The stomach, pepsin and stomach acid, prepares the food to be broken down. When it's acid, the enzymes work best in the succus entericus from your pancreas, the second part of the duodenum. And the small bowel is the absorber, right? Mm-hmm. And the terminal small bowel is the micellizer, which turns some of the molecules into a micelle so they can go through the target tissues to the organs, like our new Red Deer Velvet. And the large bowel is just a big dehydrator. So you know how you have a dehydrator for your food? The large bowel is just a dehydrator. So mm-hmm. it takes all the chyle and the food products and everything that are left and dehydrates it. So bowel bacteria are normal there. They're not normal in the small bowel or the stomach. Okay, so if it persists, he needs to take the Ultra, the Berberstat, and then the IBS care. And I would also recommend GastroHeal, which will, the zinc carnosine will heal any inflammation of the esophagus, stomach, duodenum, because you can have bile duodenitis as well. But usually, if you have a diarrhea after the living probiotic, it means you've got dysbiosis.
Estelle Hill from Texas, she was diagnosed with AFib.
If you go into the seventh decade, one in seven people has AFib. Atrial fibrillation is caused by three things. Almost everybody in the population, is 98%, have magnesium deficiency. Number two, they have free radicals, singlet oxygen radical, hydroproxy and nitroproxy radical, causing inflammation of the conduction pathways. And the third thing is they can actually have antibodies and immune attack against their conduction pathways, and they can get calcification. So if you do a high-speed CT, you don't just see calcified arteries, you can see a calcified conduction pathway from the atrial node, the AV node, to the ventricular nodes and the conduction pathway bundles. When you do an electrocardiogram, you can actually see specific bundle branch blocks that can happen, but you can actually see it on a high-speed CT if you have a high enough resolution to see calcification. Full vitamin K2 will reverse the calcification. Gamma E plus will stop the nitroproxy. Cell detox glutathione will stop the hydroproxy. And ultrasimon B1 will stop the other. So you have to get rid of the free radicals. You have to take the omega supreme pole to put anti-inflammatory fatty acids in, because most people in North America, their diet is pro-inflammatory. They're having too much omega-6 fatty acids, oxidized cholesterol, and oxidized vegetable oil. For example, vegetable oil is something you should never use or boil or cook with it. Mm-hmm. You should only use a monounsaturated fats you can use something like coconut
peanut oil,
but don't use regular vegetable oils for frying. It's really bad.
Olive oil?
Or even in dressings. Polyunsaturated fats are bad, right?
Estelle also, Bill, had a diagnosis of ulcers.
Yeah, so she's probably got Helicobacter pylori or some dysbiosis, so she needs living probiotic, and she needs the GastroHeal. And I would recommend probably something more powerful like Nutriodine or Allicin Med to knock out the bugs and the Berberstat to recolonize, to get rid of the bugs and recolonize. Because if she had a CDSA test done at Genova Labs, she'd probably show signs in her stool that she's got Helicobacter or some other dysbiotic bacteria. It's always caused by bacterial infection. A Aussie doctor back about 30 years ago discovered that.
Well, let's see. Kelly from Kansas says that he wanted me to tell you that he's really needs his CardioVasc, among other things. It saved his life. I guess it's so.
It does.
He really feels much better, is what he's saying.
Yeah, and you know,
really
I take a ton of them. I take three capsules in the morning.
I've been on it for a few months.
I take three capsules in the morning, three in the later afternoon, and about 60 drops of my drink sitting right here to the right of me.
Yeah, but it makes you feel noticeably.
Oh, yeah, it's not just your heart.
It gives you energy.
I'll give you an example, head to toe.
Yep.
You remember your grocery list and your grandkids better. You don't get leg cramps better when you go and do a weekend warrior stuff.
Yes.
You heal faster. All your other vitamins work better if you take CardioVasc. Okay, so you get better perfusion of your organs, and you get better oxidation, and you get better. It works in so many different realms. And if you're working on a cardiac blockage or a blockage of a peripheral artery, it can reverse it. So we've had lots of people say, hey, my doctor did a NEVA scan or an ultrasound of their arteries, and they're going to do a Dacron graft in 6 months if it didn't get better. And they go back, and the doctor said, damn it, I'm not going to be able to buy a bigger boat. I can't do the surgery.
Remember I this morning put to Gary from Kimberley, B.C. I wanted you to talk to him this morning.
Yeah, I did talk to Gary,
because he said his stomach was so distended. He had the flu, and it never really went away 100%.
Yeah, whenever you see that, the first...
His stomach blew up so big that he's pregnant.
Well, let me give you the differential diagnosis. Whenever you get a post-viral enteritis, the most common thing is diverticulosis or itis. Mm-hmm. And that means you've inflamed it enough that the diverticulae, which are the weak points, what they call the fecalists, these are what we call fiber stones in the sidewall of your large bowel as it descends to your sigmoid colon, mm-hmm. are infected. And if they burst, you get peritonitis the same as if you had appendicitis. So mm-hmm. we call left-sided appendicitis. What I recommend you do first is take the antipathogenics and things like colon cleanse, the IBS care, and the...
He ordered Allicin Med. Right.
Right.
And I was sick. And that was a good one.
Yeah.
The Owl Center. Probiotic, was probiotic the other one?
Living probiotic, I'll try.
Yeah.
And if it didn't get better, after 4 days of treatment, he should see the doctor.
After 4 days.
Shuffling papers here. I got a feeling you got some really good questions here from our emails and from calls in. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got. Excuse me, I'm not organized.
Speak loud enough so everybody can hear you.
I think I can still read, though.
Yeah, I can. You know you can.
So this is Neil, and Neil, usually I know where you're from, but I know you're a regular customer like forever. You said, Dr. Deagle, I had my eyes examined, no tears of the cornea, was basically told what I knew. I have floaters in the right eye, and the ophthalmologist said nothing can be done. He attached the eye exam. Following your protocols with Nutritrella and Ultrathiamine B1, the floaters are not noticeable in the right part of the eye.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
How did I know more than his ophthalmologist, eh? How is that possible?
Lately, I've been seeing small spots across the field of vision. It's like I'm seeing gnats flying by.
Yeah, those are called asteroid hyalosis or soap bubbles. That's a fancy term for them. And you also can have an oxidized vestigial artery that supplies the lens when it's being grown in the fetus before the baby comes out. They actually have a small artery, and the artery, if it starts to calcify or oxidize, fragments of that artery can float around in the vitreous of the eye. And you could actually start to see it gets in the central visual axis.
Okay, he goes on to say, I guess he had he tore his ACL.
Right.
And he says that within a week of following your protocol, the pain stopped. So, and now he says he has to go see a dentist, right?
ACL is his knee. That's that. The dentist doesn't work on the knee.
And then he says, after seeing my dentist, I started getting congestion, drainage, and sinus discharge. By last Sunday, I had laryngitis, usually one sinus infection a year, and it's not clearing up.
Well, the first thing I tell people to do, number one, is if you get sinus, this is where I tell people immediately use your Neutrodyne, which you want to take 15 drops of water 3 times a day, but also put it in your SinuPulse, which you can get it online at Amazon or Jet.com or a local pharmacy. Put in the Sinu Air powder in distilled water or our pure water system, you mineralize sterile water. Pure water system water sterile. And then because it's U-osmolar, you don't want it to hyperosmolar or hypoosmolar. And then put in 15 to 20 drops of Neutrodyne in the chamber and you irrigate your sinuses 200 mils per side 4 times a day. You lean over the sink, put the little tip, the blue tip into the one nostril and it'll drain out the other and all the garbage will come out. If you don't get enough drainage out of there, you need to see an ENT. And you can see if you need an antrostomy to open up the sinus cavity at the middle turbinate where it drains from the maxillary sinus into the nose. And the other sinus cavity is actually connected to that, including the ethmoidal sinus. So if you're getting frontal sinusitis, ethmoidal, and maxillary, they're all connected by little cross connections. So you want to take also Nutri Silver nasal spray. You can get a little nasal sprayer. In fact, I'm thinking about adding a little sprayer with those kits that we can bring in as well. So people want a nasal sprayer rather than having to run around.
Yeah, we need to do that. Let me write that down.
A nasal sprayer?
Yeah.
And what happens is, some people, we have a dropper, and we have the regular spray. The little nasal sprayer, you can literally switch the tip, top.
Just throw it in with the
package. Or just switch the top to have a vertical nasal spray.
You can get the package with the dropper or the spray.
Right. So you want to take 3 to 6 sprays per nostril 4 times a day. And that'll knock out the sinuses, and I recommend Alsamed, Nutrimune 26Y, and NutriDefense, because it's usually a pathogen soup. Usually a fungi, bacteria, and viruses that are chronically growing, and they inflame and shear off the cilia, so the mucus and debris builds up, and you wouldn't believe what you get growing in there. So if it persists, you need to get a fiber optic otolaryngoscopy by your ENT doctor if it persists, and he has to determine if there's fluid levels on a spiral thin section CT scan, if you need to have a drainage procedure or even an irrigation in his office. And then if the drainage procedure works, you're all set. And then you want to keep it clean with your SinuPulse and the antipathogenics. Our antipathogenics are stronger than antibiotics. They're broader spectrum, and they'll kill fungi as well as viruses, whereas the regular antibiotics are very narrow and only kill certain, say, gram-positive bacteria. Okay.
Yeah, here we go. Lawrence in an email. Dr. Bill, this is Lawrence again. He says, I sent you an email on February 14th, 2018, that will be the day before your birthday, in which I asked you for your address so I could send you a bank draft for £300. Oh, you must be from overseas. So I could then send you all my information in regards to this bentonite clay poisoning. Have you heard of that before, where people get poisoned from that bentonite clay?
Yeah, bentonite clay can carry heavy metals.
Yeah.
But the main thing about bentonite is it stays in the GI tract, so it doesn't detoxify the tissue. You want QMAX that has things that will go outside the blood system, outside the bowel, that will grab the toxins and pull them away. And our ultra-liquid zeolites is the only non-acidized zeolite out there, so it's a better price and more effective. And you want S-methyl, which is S-adenosylmethionine, because the primary method that your body chelates out heavy metals is methylation. So our life support, our S-methyl, and our bio-LVR, which has the methyl group donation, and power methyl B12, very important actually to be able to methylate the heavy metals and get them out of your body. The S-methyl is the next step up, where you take a sachet of nitrogen twice a day, along with the Keeler Max, three capsules twice a day, and the liquid zeolite, 13 to 15 mils in water three times a day. It'll pull the heavy metals. And he had some testing done, so I know about this case. I think he was mad enough to want to do something medical legally. I told him, I said, look, if I'm going to do medical legally, I'm going to do my test at my labs, like Dr. Shade's lab in Colorado that does dual-coupled nuclear spectroscopy of whole blood. Because if you do just other tests at other labs, they're all kind of iffy, and medical legally wouldn't hold up.
Okay, what about this one from Steve, the guy, Steve from Missouri? Getting his, he's here. This is Steve in St. Louis, Missouri.
Right. Speak loud, honey.
Limits on my finances have compelled me to explore some other companies offering nutritional supplements at a lower cost. Of course, along with that lower cost will be lower quality.
No, not lower quality, no quality. Yeah. Do not waste your money.
I will continue to listen to the NutriMedical report.
Yeah, getting our free advice and trying to take supplements elsewhere is a suicidally inane thing to do. Do not do it.
I'll tell you, Steve, I mean, if you take like our Vitamin Max and our Power C, which are right down close to our own cost, you might see Vitamin Max is 120 capsules, right? For 34. Well, yes, you could get 60 capsules rather for 15 on a multivitamin, but it will not be, as you all our listeners know this, it will
let
be
me give
nowhere,
you a little summary.
Nowhere.
Without, we're not mentioning Steve's last name, so I can say this.
Yeah.
He's got a serious visual problem. He's going blind. The first thing you take, Vision Max. The second you take is Ultrasimon B1. The third is VeinaWave. If you just take those three, you're a long way down the road.
Yes.
Now, if you can afford a Lumen Photon, we not only have frequency 3 to heal the eye and frequency 7 to reduce intraocular pressures and inflammation and cytokines, and the neutral silver will kill the pathogens off. It's safe. Two drops in each eye four times a day or a spray. And the thing is, don't assume you're going to get any benefit from other companies. There's nobody out there, whether it's on our network or anywhere else, that has anything even remotely equivalent to what we carry, whether it's iodine or silver. So people say, oh, I got colloidal silver. This is not this is hydrogenated atomic silver in a liposomal enzymatic envelope. So our nutraceuticals are not in the same class as anybody else's products anywhere on the planet. In fact, we have patents that are pending now on some of our technology. Nobody else has anything like it.
By the way, so thinking of the Indian me, you know, with the liposomal Indian me, please be sure to go to the website to see how to use it. There should be a little paper.
Five drops, basically, morning and
five
bedtime.
Five drops.
Yeah, and the other thing that people don't understand, I'm actually working on some other minerals
because
that we're going to use.
Excuse me, because the bottle was saying a full dropper. And
I know that. I don't know why it said that. That was an error.
That's because Jeremy did that wrong when he printed it for us.
Anyway, here's the point, Mish. On other minerals, we're working on the same technology for other minerals, like manganese and other ones. So we have targeted minerals that we need to have a special high dosage. I'm working on a targeted technology. We have little 2-ounce bottles of these super energized, high energy, you know, minerals that are hydrogenated. So when you hydrogenate a mineral, it traverses the ionic channel much faster, and then it's going to be carried in a liposomal enzymatic envelope like NutriSilver.
So hydrogenating a mineral isn't bad, like hydrogenating.
No, you add hydrogen. Hydrogen actually is attached to the atomic frequency, to the mineral,
okay.
Which makes it alkaline, and then it's wrapped in a liposomal enzymatic envelope.
When we come back, Jonathan from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Yeah, we help people all over the planet Earth.
Earth,
and actually, if they're a colony on Mars, would email, we'll send it there too.
Oh yeah,
would.
It personally?
Yeah, or McMurdo Bay in Antarctica at the satellite facility down there.
McMurdo Bay.
Segment here, Michelle. Go ahead with your latest questions.
Jonathan from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Talk loud enough.
Hi, yes. I have a question about...
you have a sweet, quiet voice sometimes.
He's asking about the protocols first, but getting into what his problem is. I'm looking at teeth rejuvenation protocols, which I had from a firearm a year or so ago, but my computer stopped working, so I lost it. If you could let me know how to upgrade, oh yeah, that's another thing about upgrading is wellness protocols, membership. I can do that. But Bill, for teeth rejuvenation protocol.
Well, first off, you have to understand what teeth are. You know, I ask people... Silly
okay.
questions. Like, as I say, I'm a...
Teeth are bones, are they?
Let me finish. I'm a 63-year-old three-year-old, and I have no intentions of ever being four.
Who's 63?
I'm 63-year-old three-year-old. So, in other words, I'm still three, but I've aged 63 years. And the reason why I say that, if you ask a dentist or a doctor, what are teeth? What is membranous bone? They'll give you kind of an oblique answer. And you have to actually know what it is. Membranous bone, when it demineralizes, doesn't get less dense. It gets thinner. Like if you had a teacup and you put it in the dishwasher too many times, it gets thinner and thinner, and then you go to sit it on the counter, and it's so thin, it goes crack, and it falls apart. Well, that's what happens to your bones. And when it pulls away from the tooth, you get a thing called mica. And you get the Sharpe fibers that hold between the membranous bone and the tooth.
So what you have is you have a bone holding the tooth in.
You have bone, but it has
a
little Sharpe.
Is the tooth considered a bone, too?
It's a sort of bone, but let me explain. The Sharpe fibers are connective tissue little fibers that connect actually to the tooth root to hold it in place. And around it are gum tissues, and the gums usually, if you get recession of the gum below the gum line, it can go all the way down to the tooth root, and you can have periodontal infections and NECA, it's called. So the first thing you want to do is you want to, number one, take bone generator, 6 capsules, a half hour to 40 minutes after your 2 largest meals, micelled D3, myco D2, collagen max, and full vitamin K2. Because you got to build the bone.
6 capsules. Says 6 capsules for the day.
No, twice a day. And you want to? You can open those.
That's if you have a problem.
Well, he has a problem.
Yeah.
He has a serious problem. Okay, he's got osteomyelitis of the membranous bone and teeth.
Yeah, when you have a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
Then the second thing you want to do is you want to take CoQ10 ubiquinol and bite it twice a day and hold it in your mouth 10 to 15 minutes and then swallow. And what happens is the ubiquinol energizes to regrow the gums. You want to irrigate your gums with hydrofloss. With Nutridyne or the NutriSilver, and brush your teeth with a non-fluorinated toothpaste like Jason. And you want to make sure you also brush your teeth and rinse your mouth with NutriSilver 4 times a day. Now, if you want to rebuild a dentin, you want to calcify, you want to make sure it properly calcifies, you need vitamin K2, which I said in the osteomyelitis thing and the osteoporosis thing. And you want to use a lumen photon on setting NICA, N-I-C-O, and they've done studies on this for the NICA, N-I-C-A, that it reverses it. Now, we have new frequencies that I'm going to be able to do, so I'm going to setting up an interface. So if you consult me, I can send an MP3 of the atomic resonance of the mineral, so turn on the DNA in the nucleoplasm. Now, inside every cell is a little spheroid called your nucleoplasm, where all your DNA is. It's a little spheroid, tiny little spheroid inside your cell has all your DNA. And I figured out with the atomic resonance how to turn your genes back on to release the messenger RNA to make the structural proteins and enzymes to rebuild any tissue. So if you know the fingerprint of the right minerals, you can reactivate the genes to regenerate the bone and then use a LumenPed, as I say, on frequency number 3 and frequency number NICA for regenerating the tissue and then the atomic
what
resonance.
What number
is NICO? NICO is, there's a specific setting on the Lumen machine.
Is
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, NICO, N-I-C-O. Oh. And the NICO setting is for membranous bone, like around
the
teeth.
Number 3 is for insomnia.
Yeah, well, for the brain.
It's
over skin, too. If you have a skin lesion, and the eyes or the ears or the brain, they're all neuroectoderms. So if you look at the ontogeny of the tissue, the neuroectoderm is frequency 3. The internal organs are frequency 4, which is liver, kidneys, etc. And all the glandular tissues are frequency 5. And NICO is a combination of frequencies to regenerate bone, whether it's your spine because you've got a vertebral collapse or you've got a surgical neck of your right hip that's osteoporotic on the DEXA bone scan. This will reverse that.
What happens when you have insomnia and you put the Lumen Photon over your eyes?
It increases your metabolism, but you have to have the nutrients present. Signal plus substance equals health or wellness. So you want to take the 5-HTP crosses the stress to go, because if you don't have the base substances, 5-HTP crosses the blood-brain barrier to make serotonin to counteract depression and melatonin to induce sleep.
And what about GABA?
GABA's good, too.
Is that something we want to carry in the future?
It's already in the stress to go.
Oh, it's already in the stress.
Plus, there's other.
It's also in the calm mind, isn't it? GABA.
That's right. There's GABA, is a calm mind, xanthine, L-theanine, and myo-inositol, right. which blocks the glutamine. Glutamine is the opposite of GABA. It makes you wired. That's why when you have a glutamine agonist like MSG or all these other things like textured vegetable protein and yeast extract, they're all glutamine agonists. They look like glutamine, the opposite of GABA. And so all the monks for thousands of years have been drinking tea that has xanthine, and the xanthine actually blocks glutamine. So it acts like as a GABA agonist.
Jacob from Maryland. Oh, gosh, he's got a big story here. He eats a lot of Italian and Ethiopian food and occasionally does water fast. And he just eats lots of fruits and oranges and everything. He feels like he's living a very healthy lifestyle as far as his food goes and his workouts bill. But he still has low motivation, his speech is slow, and low libido, and decreased manliness.
Really. Well, he's probably suffering. Let me tell you what he's suffering. Number one,
when
you eat in a normal diet, even in a quarter organic diet, most of our soils are depleted of minerals. So if you look at this, there's if you do a thing called a BRIC score, B-R-I-C score, you take a substance and grind it up in a mortar and pestle, put water on it, and then you put it in a polarized microscope. It rotates the light based on how much sugar is present in the food. Let's say it's a plant or whatever. So it's also directly parallel to the vitamin content, the color, and the flavor. So if you don't have enough minerals, the plant doesn't have enough vitamin content in it. Most of our minerals in our food is depleted now compared to, say, 40, 50 years ago.
Yes.
So don't assume because you're eating organic, unless you're going to really good places like Fraser Farms here in California or other places, or growing it yourself, or growing food where you put the minerals into the soil. We had a product before. I'm going to relaunch one that we're going to put together for growing superfoods. In fact, the most powerful way to grow superfoods, and I'm looking at getting a clear pet size hyperbaric chamber, is the best way for somebody that's in a small place.
Mm-hmm.
You can put it in a window, and you can grow superfoods by putting 1,000 parts per million, roughly, of carbon dioxide and hyperbaric oxygen, right, 1.3 atmospheres. You remineralize it with a special formula I'm putting together, and you'll grow giant food really quickly. And it has all kinds of food content. So that's the project I'm working on.
Mm-hmm.
What people need to understand is he's got three things. He's probably got somatopause, which means his growth hormones lack. Mm-hmm. He's got andropause, and he's got probably other things that are reducing his redox potential of the cells and tissues. So the first thing to get energy, I'd recommend NADH and D-ribose. You can take the D-ribose powder and mix it in your drink. The Sports Energy Light and NADH tablets, 2 tablets, 3 times a day under his tongue. Okay, look at me, honey.
Yes.
You're not paying attention.
Well, you do
usually
that all the time.
I know, but you have to pay my attention.
I didn't
otherwise,
have a chance
you won't know the next
look
question.
Over my question.
Okay, well,
Yes.
So the next one is he needs to correct his andropause. He needs the 3 creams. DHEA, okay. Pregnenolone, and Testo cream. 8 pumps, not 4.
Do
8 pumps.
Do women ever take Testo cream?
They can if they want to have a sex drive.
Really?
Yeah, because your sex drive doesn't come in women from their ovaries. It comes from their adrenal glands. So they need DHEA, pregnenolone, and if they want to have a sex drive, if they have none, use Testo, because in the regular hormones that you inject or pills you take, all the hormones the last 50 years have had male hormone or testosterone, because with low testosterone or androstenedione, women have no sex drive. Hmm. It all comes from your adrenal glands. Most people don't know that.
Cool.
And then the other things you should take is Hormone Synergy, 2 capsules in the morning or 1 twice a day, and 4 of the Men's Max Plus. It's our new super formula. And I take it, I tell you, at 66, back.
I didn't know you were gone.
I was relatively gone.
You were gone?
Yeah. I can tell the hair's coming back in various places, the muscle mass, the other things. Actually, it really works. Uh-huh. Andropause is corrected, and I take the HCG spray under the tongue, 5 to 6 sprays at night,
yes.
And in the morning. It's actual human growth hormone homeopathic.
Is that the microdose?
Microdose, human growth hormone, HGH. 5 to 6 sprays morning and night under your tongue. Just before bed, first thing in the morning, bam, growth hormone comes back.
Yes, we're getting good reports on that Men's Max Plus. Men's Max Plus.
Better than anybody else's garbage out there. If you want to be a real man, take Dr. Deagle stuff. Don't take garbage. Don't think you can go elsewhere and get the supplements or equivalents. You're not going to do it.
I need to go. It's been a pleasure being here as usual. We love you. God bless you. We'll see you next week at the regular time, 12 to 1. Have a wonderful weekend. And just remember how much God loves each and every one of us. Each and every one of us.
The and thank you for God making you better this week, Mish. See you, Dr. Winkler.
Yes.
Back with Gary Richard Arnold. Stay tuned.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.